This is CliffCentral.com.
We've been talking about savings month, right? Now, have you noticed that we're inundated? I saw three or four of them on the road yesterday. I even mentioned it on the show. In fact, it was the day before. Inundated with ads about unbeatable savings, red hot offers. Basically, they're trying to get us to spend money out of impulse or convenience. Oh, yeah. This is actually spending, which is the unseen, disguised as saving, which is the seen. Now, July is National Savings Month. Coronation, as you may know if you've been listening for the last couple of weeks, is encouraging you and I to think about how we're spending our money, possibly on things that we don't need, or without even realizing that we're doing it. And it's time to take stock and see what needs to stay in and what needs to go, and where these unnecessary expenses creep in. So we had a really interesting discussion yesterday with one of the guys from Coronation who helped us to figure out where we could save. You've got debit orders that you don't even realize are going off every month.
Mm.
And he said, you go in and you need to clean this up. It's like a leaking pot. And if you don't close those holes, you just don't realize how much money you're losing. I realized I had a debit order that was basically paying for something. I ended up, it's like a, you know, the homeowners association type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a debit order, but I was also paying it every month from my account myself. So I was double paying.
Oh, no.
Nobody's going to tell you about that.
Well, I went to the office, this is about 2 months ago, and they told me this. They said, you know, you've got like, I had 40,000 Rand in the plus. Now, I can't get that back from them. But what I can do is stop paying them double, right?
Yes.
So they can take it off the existing amount. But I wouldn't have realized, and I would have ended up wasting all this money. You've got to go and check on your bank what debit orders you have. These days it's easy. You can go on internet banking.
But also checking your statement is something that a lot of people are not used to doing.
Yeah, right.
You know, a couple of months ago there was the huge hoo-ha about those unauthorized debits on people.
Yes.
So it's like 99 Rand, 89 Rand.
Right.
But a lot of people only realized that was being debited from their accounts because they've got kind of cell phone banking or notifications coming through. But because you're not looking at your statement every month,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people were paying that debit for a long time.
And your cell phone account is the same. They have those VAS services, you know, where you don't know.
Value-added services.
Correct. And you don't know whether you've subscribed to it or not. And then you get this message that says, if you'd like to opt out, type in stop. And some of them are scams. And they add themselves to your bill. And you're paying an extra $100 or whatever. It's just enough for you to not realize it's happening.
Yes.
And you go in there and you look and you go, wow, why is my account an extra $100 every month? Or I'm running out of minutes, or I'm running out of data, or there's something going on. It's because you're on one of those things. You need to cancel them.
The biggest wake-up call for me was this all doesn't take a lot of time and effort. It just takes us being a little more responsible when it comes to our finances. Because for the longest time, I also had those 99 Rand debit orders from some sort of scam. And all I had to do was go into my app every now and then, check over my transactions. As soon as I see something that I don't understand, all I have to do is reverse it. You know, it doesn't mean I have to go into a branch and it's a half day's work and it's all of this effort. I've also now looked at my different accounts and realized I'm sometimes being charged for some sort of transfer fee and admin fee and card services rendered.
I'm like, what you ask a question and suddenly they go, oh, sorry.
Mm.
And then they could have probably stopped that 7 months ago. But
so many of us.
You weren't conscientious about it. So.
But also, you know, there are also little things that you can do to save money. So, for instance, the difference between a statement emailed to you versus a statement posted to you.
Yes.
Right.
So they'll charge you 5 Rand to post a statement to you. It's never 5 Rand.
No, it's way more than that. No, it's way more. It's probably 50 Rand.
But it's free.
Yeah.
For it to be emailed.
Yes.
Or less for it to be emailed. Even better, you have an app. You really don't need them to do the administration of emailing it to you. Just discipline people.
Just go on there once a month and have a look. I mean, these are simple things. And yesterday we mentioned in our discussion with Coronation, free trials. You get emails about this great new deal, and if you go on and you join the subscription service, let's say you join it for music or for movies or whatever, you end up being on there and you don't ever cancel it, even though you've used it once.
Mm.
I learned the hard way with that.
Oh, yeah?
What happened?
Once downloaded this photo editing app, and it was bomb. Like, amazing. Oh, looked like a Victoria's Secret model after I was done with that app. 3 months later, I was like good with like 1.2 deducted from my account because this app was now like running for the past 3 months.
Ow.
Yeah, it was a humbling moment. Chose to love myself.
You need to do an audit on yourself and save some money. It's all in the places you least expect it. But if you're disciplined, as Pumi and Sia and I have just discussed, you can find it. Choose not to spend today and reap the benefits of delayed gratification by putting that money that you save into a savings or investment with a bank or an asset manager like Coronation. A good option is investing in a Coronation Unit Trust Fund, which is the simplest, most cost-effective way for you to invest with Coronation, giving you exposure to a basket of different financial assets like shares, bonds, even listed property. All you need to start investing with Coronation today is 500 Rand a month. So give them a call or visit coronation.com. And remember, as Pumi's saying, your statement's being sent to you for 20, 30 Rand. You add all of that up over a year, that's 500 odd bucks. You can invest that instead. You will be happy with the result. Take a listen to this and the other information that we'll be sharing with you during the course of Savings Month, which is the month of July. And hopefully by the end of it, you will have a grip on your finances.
For vision, touch, taste, sensory exploration of molecular gastronomy, visit Quantum Tastery. With molecular portion sizes at astronomical prices. 12 experimental courses heightened by ultra-modern ambience. More like 12 courses of crumbs, smears, and specks of food eaten in near silence.
It's easy to get tempted into unnecessary spending. That's why Coronation is encouraging South Africans to save instead this National Savings Month. To invest, talk to your financial advisor. Coronation. Trust is earned. Coronation is an authorized FSP.